welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the 19th week in Ordinary Time, and from South Africa we have Father Evans Zulu. Originally from Zambia, Father Evans lives in Pietermaritzburg, a member of the Emapetewan Priory. His preaching today is entitled, The Next Leader.
The reading today is from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 34, verse 1 to 12. I'll not take the reading, but the reading is on the death of Moses and Joshua coming into the leadership position. Today, as we deal with this question of death, not so much our death, but the death of Moses, we are reminded that even though it's a reality we are most of the time scared to talk about, it will happen to us at one stage. But for us who are in leadership positions, what do we take from this reading? We are told that Moses, because he was being unfaithful, God told him that he will not enter the promised land. And now some people might interpret this to say it was a punishment from God to Moses. But it wasn't really a punishment, because in this reading, we are reminded that no individual person is indispensable. Upon the death of Moses, such a great leader, there arose another leader in the person of Joshua. And it was Joshua who led the people into the promised land. This is a reminder. This should teach us something, that no matter how indispensable we might feel as leaders in whichever position we are today, we should first of all learn to nurture the good qualities in the people we are leading. If we nurture the good qualities, then we are building up for the future. Other than that, we should also learn to trust in God's providence. Moses was a great leader, but he died. And there were people to come after him. Joshua exhibited great leadership qualities, and we are told that even people listened to him. We need such in our communities. Some of our religious communities, we have people, we have individuals who feel indispensable. And when they see other leaders after them, they have a tendency of undermining or not even listening to them. As good leaders, we must first learn to be good followers. Amen.